This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Hello, dear friend. I welcome you to today's reflections. Today's nugget is titled Guilty Conscience. Guilty Conscience. Nowadays, we don't want to feel guilty or have a guilt trip laid on us, true or false. But if we don't feel guilty, then our consciences are dysfunctional. Conscience is our internal GPS, that is global positioning system, programmed by God to direct us to our heavenly destination. If and when we sin, guilt is that audible voice that tells us we've departed from God's navigational instructions and must change our ways by repenting. It motivates us to make things right with God and those we've wronged. Guilt is a gift to convict sinners like myself, pointing them to the way of peace. It's a godly sorrow that leads to salvation. Therefore, guilt is God's internal hope signal for the lost sinner. This is written by Dr. Samuel Cranting Pipim, and for more nuggets by Dr. Pipim, visit eaglesonline.org and click on Weekly Thoughts Nuggets. Thank you for listening. My name is Margaret Abeprese, your presenter.
Your life. Hello, listener. You are about to listen to a discussion on the topic, heart. This is the fourth part of the discussion, heart.
You are welcome back to A Healthy You, coming to you live from Valley View Radio. We are talking about the liver and the gallbladder, looking at the functions. Now we can take good care. So, Madam Dorothy, tell us something about the dysfunctions of the gallbladder.
All right. When we talk about the dysfunctions of the gallbladder, the first one that comes into mind is insufficient emptying of the gallbladder.
Okay,
we know that the gallbladder stores what? The bile. Okay, and then when the body needs it, all the bile which is being stored is supposed to come out freely. Mm-hmm. But in case some comes out and the rest is being stored, it can harm the individual. All right, mm-hmm. And so this is a disorder whereby the gallbladder cannot empty mm-hmm. effectively. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so some of the signs and symptoms will be bloated abdomen. Mm-hmm. The person's abdomen will become very big, mm-hmm. okay? And then we have pain in the liver area. Mm-hmm. Where can we find the liver? Is it on the left or the right part of the abdomen? Mm-hmm. Okay, on the right part. So the person will be complaining of right-sided abdominal pain, mm-hmm. okay? And then we have nausea. Mm-hmm. The person will feel like vomiting. And then in some cases, the person will vomit. Mm-hmm. And then we have headache mm-hmm. most of the time when somebody has insufficient emptying of the gallbladder. These are the signs and the symptoms. And another one is the biliary colic. Hmm. When you say biliary colic, that one is when a gallbladder, okay, is having a stone, and the stone is trying to come out mm-hmm. from the bowel.
What kind of stone? White stone, black stone?
Okay. All right. When there is too much chemicals in the bile, mm-hmm. it can form a stone. And that type of stone, it looks like a crystal, accumulation of substances, which mm-hmm. becomes hard mm-hmm. and is formed in the gallbladder. And so when it's trying to come out, it's really painful. Very, very painful.
Wow.
Okay? And so that one...
You said you experience the pain at which part of your body?
The right
upper. Mm-hmm.
Right upper
yeah.
abdominal right. cavity. Yeah. And so you divide your abdomen into four. The mm-hmm. upper part.
So like the lower part of your right breast.
Okay. Just okay. beneath the breast.
Okay.
That's where the liver is. Mm. All right. And the gallbladder is being embodied in the liver. All right.
Okay.
And so it is an acute disorder mm-hmm. which may last for several days
mm.
with spasmodic contraction. When the stone is coming out, mm-hmm. it's really painful.
Mm.
If you have experienced giving birth,
mm-hmm.
the contractions that mm-hmm. the person will have,
mm-hmm.
there is a type which is called spasmodic,
mm-hmm.
and it's really painful. Okay, and so the gallbladder will be contracting that way, mm-hmm. like as if you are giving birth.
Okay,
because the gallbladder is giving birth to the stone. Okay, so it will be really painful.
Mm.
That's how. And so since there is that stone, it will block the way that the bowel will come out.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine being the gallbladder being blocked by a stone,
yeah.
which means
you cannot digest fat.
Okay, yeah. There will be nothing to help in the digestion of fat.
Right.
Okay, so the signs and symptoms are of course pain.
Mm-hmm.
When you're having contractions, you have pain, right?
Okay.
And then we have nausea and vomiting,
mm-hmm.
and then we have generalized discomfort. You will not feel comfortable at all.
Oh.
All right.
Hmm.
So these are some of the signs and symptoms for biliary colic.
Mm. Okay. So let's look at what we can eat to ensure we have healthy liver and gallbladder. Enoch.
Okay. Most of the things that we can eat are actually plants.
Okay.
Plant sources.
Okay.
You can think of grapevine, okay. what we usually call grapes.
Okay.
Yeah, they are very good for the liver
mm-hmm.
because they contain antioxidants
mm-hmm.
and other substances in the grapes help the liver to activate some enzymes
mm-hmm.
which will increase its metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
That's so that it will help in increasing the rate of all the functions that we've talked about,
mm-hmm.
like decongesting the liver.
Okay.
So that too much fat, too much toxins won't be accumulated in the liver. So that's what grapes does when we take them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do we take it? Do we crush? Do we chew? Do we cook?
How do we take the grapes?
Okay, you can just eat it like a fruit snack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can also add it to your salad,
mm-hmm.
which is very nice.
Grapes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and you can also juice it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very refreshing in that way too.
I can see you enjoy taking it.
Yeah.
How he's talking about it.
Yes.
Actually, grape is really expensive.
Yeah,
that's why I asked.
Ghana.
I saw a lot in the market. I asked. The woman told me only 5
mm-hmm.
tiny grapes for 2 CDs.
Yeah.
Hmm. And you are saying we should eat grapes.
Yeah. So it's best.
And I can put all the 5 in my mouth at once.
Oh my dear.
Can't I?
You can.
So, wow. Imagine having a bowl of, let's say I want to have a grapefruit in the morning.
Wow.
That's the rich. I may end up spending 20 Ghana cedis just for the grapes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but at least a little daily or once in a while.
I think it's because it's not grown in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's expensive.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about the grape juices that we find in bottles and in packs? Would you say they are equally good for us to buy and consume?
Okay, in a way, it's okay, but the natural one would be better because
mm-hmm.
those ones in bottles are processed in a way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so if you do your own in your own home, it's
mm-hmm.
better than.
Okay. But one interesting thing that I find is when sometimes someone will be selling grape juice as drink to you, and then you take the container and you check the container, you realize that the percentage grape is actually negligible.
Mm-hmm.
So I think listener, if you cannot get the natural fruit and you want to buy a pre-processed juice or drink of it, check the content of the actual fruit in that container. If it is just from a concentrate and it's a small percent, it's as good as just mixing sugar
mm-hmm.
in water and adding
color
to it.
Mm-hmm.
So if, let's say, they tell you 70%, 80% or 100% grape,
okay.
And I believe that one,
mm-hmm.
we can buy it and take, and then we'll get
and usually no sugar added.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, Enoch says no sugar
added. I think those ones are also cool.
Okay.
Also good.
Okay. Okay. But I'm told sometimes they'll tell you no sugar added, but they still have sweetness.
Yes,
other sweetness that are equally not good.
Okay.
So, Gift, do you have anything to add to the grape?
Okay. Nuts, for the grape, not only the fruits, that the grape fruit is all
mm-hmm.
beneficial, but the leaves as well.
Grape leaves.
Grape leaves.
Don't grow it here.
So, please, if by chance, if you go out of the country and you find a grape, don't only consider the fruit, but the leaves as well.
Okay.
And the leaves can be taken raw. You wash them, very well. And then it can also be taken, you can fill it
mm-hmm.
and bake, just as you're baking your spring roll.
Mm-hmm.
You use the...
As a filler.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You just put the leaf there, fill it with what you want to fill it with.
Okay. You rather roll it.
Then you roll it.
Okay. Okay.
Then you can gently go ahead and have a wonderful snack or a meal with that.
Okay.
And what the leaf does, it's really help reduce inflammation of the liver. That's the hepatitis.
Mm.
As Madame rightly said, inflammation of the liver. So it help or it reduce the inflammation of the liver.
Okay.
So
what about the roots? That one you didn't mean anything else.
But for the leaves, just the fruits and the leaves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the leaves also provide vitamins for the body.
Okay.
And minerals as well.
Okay. For other organs.
Yes, for other organs.
Okay.
And because it contains fiber, it also helps in digestion. So when we consider the fruits, when you get the chance to travel to places they are being grown, we should also make good advantage of the leaves.
You just listened to the fourth part of the discussion, Heart.
Or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 0117 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Welcome to another episode of Moment of Truth. My name is Agana and Syria Ghana. Our message today is entitled, The Buck Stops Here. The Buck Stops Here. Let us pray. Eternal Father, we are so thankful for the power of choice that you created us with. We are so thankful, O God, for real free will. We are so thankful for the love and the respect and condescension you show to us puny mortal human beings by entrusting these great gifts, these great blessings to us. Please, Lord, make us worthy of them by exercising our choice in light of your true word. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The buck stops here. Former U.S. President Harry S. Truman had on his desk a label, shall we say. And it read exactly that, the buck stops here. Now, what does that mean? There have been several explanations given for what the buck is. The most commonly held one is that the buck is, I'm no gambler, so forgive me if my explanations are not too precise, but one of those pieces of a gambling game which can only be passed so far back until it reaches a certain player who must play it and cannot refuse the turn and pass it on to the next person. The expression has come to mean that responsibility for a given action stops and rests at that particular person. So by putting this label on his desk, the president was saying, well, so many people may have been blamed and may have passed the blame back and back and back and back and back until finally it reaches me, the president. And as soon as it reaches me, the president, I can't pass it back to anyone else. I bear ultimate responsibility for every action taken within the government of the United States, for better or for worse. So that's the idea behind the expression, the buck stops here. Why are we considering this expression today? Well, it does occur to me that as human beings, we're very prone to passing a lot of the blame for our own failings, not only to other people, but frankly, all the way back to God himself. Now, why do I say this? everything from predestination to, oh, it's not my fault, the devil did it. Oh, if God didn't want sin in my life, why did he create a devil? All of those sentiments expressed in various ways seem to suggest that somewhere in the back of our heads, we really don't take ultimate responsibility for our own sin. It's either the devil's fault, or it's the agent through whom he tempted us, or it's God's fault himself for making the devil, for putting us in this broken world, for exposing us to all of these different temptations, and then for judging us when we fail. Has this been you sometimes? Have you passed the buck back to God? Well, I'm led to ask you to join me in Genesis chapter 4. Let's consider Cain briefly, verses 3 to 6. Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 to 6. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. But Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Verse 6. Then the Lord said to Cain, and this is important, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Verse 7. If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. The Lord asks Cain a very simple question. Why are you so angry, Cain? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? Will you not be accepted? We all know the story. Cain goes on to murder his brother, believing that the fault of his own misery was the goodness of his brother. Now that may sound absurd to us today, but this is the very same sentiment we express when we pass the blame for our actions to other people and all the way back to God. Adam is asked, why did you eat of the fruit I told you not to eat of? He says, it wasn't me, it was the woman you gave me. The woman you gave me. By extension, not only was it Eve's fault for tempting Adam, but it was God's fault for giving him Eve. Let's consider not only Cain, but Saul himself. Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 13, is told very, very clearly by Samuel, you have done a foolish thing, Samuel said. You have not kept the commandment the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. Other versions would say forever. You see, Saul, if you had done the word of the Lord, the command of the Lord, he would have established your kingdom forever. Saul could not blame God for losing his kingdom. What about you? And what about me? Can we, come judgment day, come resurrection morn, come second coming, however you'd like to call it, come that day when our records come up for scrutiny and examination, can we answer that it was never our fault, but it was the fault of the Lord, that we have not been saved? The answer is clearly put to us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. You see, the Lord seems even to delay his coming. Why? So that you and I can be saved. And why does he seem to do that? Because he is not willing that any should perish. If he is not willing that any of us should perish, then what is he willing for? He is willing that we all be saved. That we all be saved and come to repentance. This is the will, this is the heart's desire of God himself. This is why in the pages of Holy Scripture, John 3 verse 16 is recorded for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him, shall not perish but have eternal life. The will of the Lord is that we prosper. God has not sent us into this world and fixed us to a life of sin that ends in judgment and condemnation. No. God has put out his love in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his own Son. He has shed abroad his love in our hearts through his Holy Spirit. He has given us free access to the word that saves, the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. And all he asks us to do is come and receive the gifts. Come and hear of his word. Look upon Jesus Christ so that we are changed into his image, as we are told in 2 Corinthians 3:18. And come that day, we will be able to receive that pat on our backs and hear the Master say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Receive of the inheritance of your Father's kingdom." Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much. We beg you to please forgive us for not taking responsibility for our own actions many a time. Forgive us for blaming mom or dad or friend or enemy or even you yourself when we have failed to live up to your high standards and calling. Oh dear Jesus, we ask that you will give us strength from on high to live as we should and give us a sense of peace that as we abide in you, you abide in us. And confidence that on that day, O God, we will hear our names called out of the book of life. This is our heart's desire. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.